Are you someone looking to build yourself up, to pivot, to make a leap from where you are currently now? Welcome to the Grace, Grit, and Glow podcast, a podcast about innovation, empowerment, leadership, and showing off your light to the world and making it happen. Join beautypreneur Nikki Tang as she shares insights on becoming your best version through her own story, her experiences, and her core values. Give it up for the show host, Nikki Tang.
Everyone, I'm back with another motivation-filled episode that can help you gain momentum in several aspects of life. Have you started something and halfway through you drop it like a hot potato? It's like Mr. Motivation has left you on your own. I'm sure many have experienced this phase in their lives, not once, but many times. This is how many New Year's resolutions do not come to fruition. Today, we're going to talk about the secret sauce to motivation, to gaining momentum in your life, your business, a project, or craft. Consistency at the moment. Let's get started. Let me start by giving you some examples of how lack of motivation results in not completing projects or goals. One is learning a musical instrument. Let's say you have a strong desire to learn how to play the piano. You start off with enthusiasm, purchasing a keyboard and signing up for online lessons. However, as time goes by, you begin to lose motivation. Perhaps you find it difficult to practice consistently or struggle with the complexity of the lessons. Without a strong sense of purpose or a clear plan to overcome obstacles, your motivation wanes and, eventually, you abandon the goal of learning the instrument altogether. Another example is exercising to lose weight. You know very well that you need to lose some pounds and you are somewhat motivated by what you see on social media about people being successful at that goal. You start getting yourself sportswear to use for exercise routine programs and you enroll yourself in a gym class. Halfway through, you lose interest and slowly miss gym classes to totally stop. Perhaps you are not seeing results, or you don't like the environment in the gym. These are distractions that make you lose focus on your goals. This one seems to be common to women, decluttering. There are many reasons why many are not successful at clearing their clutter. Some do not have clear goals, or there could be strong emotional attachments that one cannot let go of items that are added to the clutter in the house. Frustration and a lack of progress can ultimately lead to abandoning the project without achieving your goal. In Season 2, Episode 4, I discuss how decluttering can contribute to mental health and gain clarity in your life. Just looking at the sheer amount of stuff in your home or workspace can make us feel tired and anxious even before we get started. When you have so much clutter in your home, your stress level is high, preventing you from focusing. If you need help with your decluttering project, listen to the episode titled Decluttering, Choosing Less to Improve Your Well-Being. Just a caveat, I'm not a decluttering guru and everything that I have discussed there is from my own experience. All episodes of the Grace, Grit, and Glow podcast are available for your listening pleasure, popular podcast platforms out there. Make sure to subscribe to the podcast so you won't miss an episode. I would also like to encourage you to share episodes that you feel are just the right episode for someone who needs it. Remember, sharing is caring. So, how do you develop an innate ability to stick with a project when you're struggling just to keep things together? Embrace the learning process. I think the very first thing that you can do is be very compassionate towards yourself. Don't be too hard on yourself. View challenges and struggles as opportunities for growth and learning. Recognize that setbacks can provide valuable insights and lessons that will ultimately contribute to your development and success. Now you can also define your vision. Clearly articulate your goals and vision for the project. Understand why it's important to you and the potential benefits it can bring. This will serve as your motivation when the going gets tough. Also, break it down. Large projects can be overwhelming, especially when you're struggling. Break the project down into smaller, manageable tasks or milestones. Focus on completing one task at a time, which will make overall progress more tangible and achievable. And of course, set realistic expectations. Recognize that there will be ups and downs in any project. Expecting continuous progress or perfection can lead to disappointment and discouragement. Instead, set realistic expectations and understand that setbacks are a natural part of the process. Prioritize self-care. Take care of your physical and mental well-being. When you're struggling, it's easy to neglect self-care, but it's crucial for maintaining resilience and focus. Get enough sleep, eat nutritious meals, exercise regularly, and practice stress management techniques such as meditation or mindfulness. You can also celebrate milestones. Acknowledge and celebrate your progress along the way. Recognize even the smallest victories as they can provide a sense of accomplishment and motivation to keep going. Develop discipline and routine. Cultivate discipline by establishing a consistent routine and sticking to it. Set aside dedicated time for working on your project and create a conducive environment that minimizes distractions. Over time, this consistency will become a habit and make it easier to stay on track. So no matter what, dedicate at least 1 minute each day to your project or activity, even if it doesn't yield immediate results. Even if you don't engage in that activity for 365 days or for the entire duration you had planned, make sure to invest 1 minute daily, sustaining the momentum of the movement. By accumulating 365 minutes of consistent effort, you might eventually find yourself able to extend that duration to 1 hour. It's important to note that you may not have to wait that long, as the momentum of surpassing 1 minute or progressing toward your goal could come sooner than expected. It is consistency that makes great men and women. Just as empires are built brick by brick, financial prosperity is achieved dollar by dollar, and fitness is achieved one bicep curl at a time. All of the things I have said to bring you closer to your goals and be consistent are easier said than done, right? But with the right mindset, you can do it. You can find out how to be graceful in spite of the rigidness to become consistent. I think the most powerful way to remain graceful in being consistent is by being grounded. Being grounded is about being present in the moment. You are not looking at your past with sadness and your future with anxiety. You should not allow negativity to go rent-free in your life. Be patient and acknowledge the significance of the small details. Each step you take and every smile you share holds value. These seemingly insignificant moments form the very foundation of the world. Consider the profound impact that larger endeavors can have on you if you fully engage in even the smallest moments of your life. By being present in each moment, instead of being anxious of the future, you embrace a life of being intentional. It is crucial to reconnect with yourself daily, recognizing your own worth, and committing to self-care. This shift in perspective adds meaning to your life and allows you to thrive. To close, let me read to you some lines from a great motivational poem by Max Ehrmann, The Desiderata. Be gentle with yourself. You are a child of the universe, no less than the trees and the stars. You have a right to be here. And whether or not it is clear to you, no doubt the universe is unfolding as it should. Thank you for tuning in to this episode. I hope you found value in our discussion. Your support means the world to me, and I'm truly grateful for your presence. It's hard to express in words how much your engagement and listenership mean to me. I hope this episode has left you inspired, enlightened, or perhaps with a fresh perspective. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Until the next episode, keep flourishing and living your best life. All the best, Nikki. It's been a pleasure sharing my thoughts with you today. I hope this episode gave you a fresh perspective or an aha moment. Remember, we're all capable of achieving great things, and I'm here to cheer you on. Thanks for tuning in, and I'll catch you in the next episode.